Well, I have to say, I've caught up with you, the person who's joining us now, many times at various places around the world. But I have to say, when I woke up this morning, I wasn't necessarily expecting to be interviewing Lee Westwood. Now, I know you like your horse walk because I see you on a racetrack. But is this the first time you've come to Burley or a three-day event of this magnitude?
Yes, it is. This is my first ever experience.
And what persuaded you to come here? Presumably a nice lunch might have done. Or I do know that you are involved in things like racing brakes and there isn't eventing brakes, but presumably your love of horse drew you here.
Yeah, I'm here with racing brakes, but obviously Helen rides and Edie, daughter rides, and they wanted to come have a look around and I wanted to come as well. You know, I've heard a lot about it and it's nice to take in another sport.
And I know you've seen Cheltenham and the fences there, but seeing these fences, and I know you've went out to the Holland Cooper Leaf Pit, it's fairly scary, isn't it?
I have just sat on a horse. I couldn't imagine being on a horse going over a fence that big. It must just be a horrendous experience.
And also, you've got 90,000 people here. No, you're used to playing in front of crowds, up close and personal, but you've got people just the whole way round. It's a very different sporting experience. OK, golf, you are used to it, but the intensity of what happens here.
I suppose it is similar to golf in the fact that the crowds are right on top of you, aren't they? I didn't imagine that you'd be able to get so close to the jumps. You can really sort of feel the ground shaking as the horse goes past you. It's a very sort of intimate experience, I suppose.
I talk to riders, they blank them out.
Yeah, and you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And you do as a golfer. Sometimes it's better if there's a big crowd rather than just one or two people there. You tend to see movements from, you know, an individual, but when there's a whole, it's like white noise, and when there's a, you know, a whole lot of people, you just have very tunnel vision.
So when you were playing in the Ryder Cup, you didn't mind all that, because everyone was moving and making lots of noise. How do you block that out? Because I've spoken, the guys who ride around here, they're so, I suppose, at times, heart in mouth over fences, the crowd are irrelevant. But is it experience? You just say it is just a blur.
Yeah, well, it is experience. You know, if you're playing in the Ryder Cup, you're a high-profile player. You're used to carrying crowds around the golf course with you. You're used to seeing a lot of people if you stand on a first tee or, you know, following you around the golf course. So this, you know, that's just an extension of that experience. So it's familiarity with it that is the comfort there.
And looking here, I mean, we'd have tented villages on golf courses. Presumably, Helen has taken you around the shopping village here because it's quite an impressive setup here.
It's very impressive, yeah. We went round it very quickly, fortunately. Yeah. I didn't let their feet touch the ground.
I'm sure she may want to go back.
Maybe. Yeah. Nothing's cheap in the horse world, is it?
No.
And the better you get, the more expensive all the equipment gets. The horses, the tack, everything.
Yeah.
Clothes. Feed.
Yes.
It all just goes up.
And when you've owned racehorses, which I know you have done, training fees keep going up too, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Because, you know, you say, oh, I'm just going to get one horse, and then you get to the point where you say, well, I'll just have six, and then you get to, oh, I'll just have 10, and then you end up with 20. And shares them, and it's a bit of an addiction then.
And how many have you got under your care at the moment?
Shares in about 20 at the moment, so you're always searching for that next Cheltenham winner or Ascot winner, aren't you?
I don't know, I've never got that far, despite having a brother who's tried to keep telling me he can train racehorses, but...
Well, your brother's a very good trainer.
Yep.
Did it skip you?
Thankfully, yes, it did. Talent went to him and another member of my family.
I thought you had a good one, though, that you were hopeful for. You told me earlier on in the year.
Funnily enough, it's just won at Beverley and did all right. So
well, there you go. Yeah, maybe that's Ascot next year. It's a stiff test at Beverley up that hill. You know? It must have some stamina.
There is a possibility that we might be looking at a handicap. And it's called Prep School, if you want to know the name.
Okay, keep an eye out for it.
No, shock horror, I've only got 5%, so it's not going to be a life-changing amount.
Yeah, but that's the great thing about horse racing. If you do get into a syndicate, you feel like you own it, even if you've got 5%, don't you? You always say, oh, my horse is running. Oh. You never say, the syndicate's horse is running.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. But I'm looking forward to next season. We might have a couple more runs, but for you... obviously here, and will you try and come back to Burley next year if your time allows?
I think so, yeah. If I'm not playing this week, it's been a nice, lovely experience, and one I'd like to come back to again. I just love watching. We're friends with Zara and Mike Tyndall, and it's lovely talking to Zara and listening to the way she trains for something like this and prepares for something like this. And it's nice listening to other sports people, because there are a lot of common denominators in different sports, and it's nice to listen how other people at the highest level train for their sports.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day. That's a very nice PIMS you've got. Thank you for allowing me to have a glass of rosé with you, and I look forward to seeing you somewhere on a golf course somewhere around the world, because your schedule's a little different than it used to be.
It is a little bit less golf, but still as keen.
Thank you very much. Brilliant.